Hi, I'm Sean Riley. Today is January 18th, and you're listening to How Are You Helping? Welcome back to another episode of How Are You Helping? The podcast that brings to you notable leaders of purpose-driven organizations who share the mindsets, attitudes, and beliefs that got them focused on living a compassionate, altruistic life or career. I'm your host, Sean Riley. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to How Are You Helping? Today, I'm going to start doing a new series on the concepts of leadership. These might be lessons specific to you if you're a nonprofit leader, an impact and purpose-driven leader, or they may also be generally about leadership and may be applied to anyone, anywhere in your daily lives. In 1994, Congress established the Martin Luther King federal holiday to be a national day of service in accordance with Dr. King's dream of creating communities rooted in freedom, justice, equality, and peace. In this first episode of this series, I want to highlight the work of the Nobel Peace Prize laureate, pastor, and social justice campaigner Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife, Coretta Scott King, the author, activist, and civil rights leader who founded the King Center. As we honor and celebrate the 35th Martin Luther King Jr. Day today, I would like to discuss the six steps of nonviolent social change as outlined by the King Center. Before I dive into that, I want to play this clip from 1967, part of the Christmas Eve sermon that Dr. King delivered on the topic of peace and nonviolence. Obviously, there are many iconic speeches and quotes on the civil and economic rights of Black Americans by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but the reason I chose this speech in particular to share with you today is because in today's social and political climate, I believe that it ties in closely together with his concept of a beloved community and his powerful legacy of ending poverty, hunger, and homelessness, and a vision in which all people can live with decency.
They are talking about peace as a distant goal, as an end we seek. But one day we must come to see that peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but it is a means by which we arrive at that goal. We must pursue peaceful ends through peaceful means.
The speech was delivered on December 24th of 1967. Titled A Christmas Sermon on Peace, it was delivered in the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Dr. King believed that poverty, racism, and what he called militarism are all interrelated forms of violence and stand as obstacles to living in the beloved community. Now I'm going to outline the six steps of nonviolent social change. According to the King Center, the first step is information gathering. To truly understand and articulate an issue, problem, or injustice facing a person, community, or institution, you have to put in some time and really research the issue. Gather evidence from all sides of the argument or issue to increase your understanding of the problem, and don't just limit yourself to the information you are used to hearing on that topic. The next one is education. Education is a critical, valuable tool to inform others about your issue. The more you know, the more you'll be able to assemble supporters of your cause or issue, and the more influence and credibility you'll have when discussing the topic with others. The third step is personal commitment. To demonstrate personal commitment, the King Center recommends a daily check-in to make sure you're in alignment with and affirming your faith in the methods of nonviolence. You must be committed to the outcome of achieving your goal. In this case, this is referring to justice. This means doing the right thing and doing what's expected of you, even when it's not easy and even when it's not convenient. The fourth step is negotiation. Using grace, humor, and intelligence and persuasive tactics to get others on your side. Do not seek to humiliate your opponent, but to call forth the good in the opponent. I think that is powerful negotiation advice, as a first step to changing someone's mind on an issue is to start by highlighting where you agree. The key is not to be condescending, but to really listen to the other person's point of view and find common ground. Win them over, and you'll be able to negotiate your point of view from a position of strength. The fifth step is direct action. This means taking a stand for what you know to be right and just, and taking a stand for what is right whenever it becomes necessary to do so. Dr. King would work with others to march, boycott, and sit in for justice, believing that love, not hate, must be applied to our work in charity and our work in fighting injustice to truly make progress. And finally, number six is reconciliation. According to the King Center, nonviolence seeks friendship and understanding with the opponent. Through reasoned compromise, both sides resolve the injustice with a plan of action. Each act of reconciliation is one step closer to the beloved community. So just to recap, the six steps of nonviolent social change are information gathering, education, personal commitment, negotiation, direct action, and reconciliation. I hope you found this useful as we get through this tough and critical time in our nation's history. These relevant lessons and tips can still be applied to make progress on the issues that matter to us today, no matter where we are on our leadership journey.
The next thing we must be concerned about if we are to have peace on earth, goodwill toward men, must be the nonviolent affirmation of the sacredness of all human life. Life is sacred. Every man is somebody because he is a child of God.
Yes.
And so when we say, "Thou shalt not kill," we are really saying that human life is too sacred,
yes,
to be killed on the battlefields of the world. Man is more than a tiny vagary of whirling electrons or a wisp of smoke from a limitless smoldering. Man is a child of God, made in his image.
Yes.
Therefore must be respected as such.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Share it with your friends. And please leave us a review and remember to rate us 5 stars if you enjoyed listening to this podcast. Thank you.